Yeah, take the 16th agent reservation code, send it over to Cooper to opt out.
Well, to bless.
Hey, is this Candy?
Yes.
Hi, Candy. This is Nico with Bank of Cardiff. Do you have a few minutes to talk?
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to do anything, Nick. I've done this, and nobody can take mine, and I'm not going to go through that again. My credit's horrible. My bank account's horrible. I'm just not going to do it.
Well, we didn't even try it out. I know,
but I just don't want to go through it. I'm trying to get out of debt. I don't want to incur any more. I do want the machine and everything, but I just don't want to do it. I appreciate it, though.
Let me ask you this. Where are you currently at with the Rapid Advance loan? Are you still around the $25,000 mark?
No, I'll have them paid off by next month.
Okay, that's awesome. That's awesome. So you'll have, more working capital loan, which is a good thing if you're looking to build the credit back up and then try and get involved with the with getting the piece of equipment, the long-arm quilted machine, right? That's still the one that you're looking at?
Right.
Okay, why don't we do this? There's a few things going on my end, the finance industry. I'd like to see maybe next month if we can get you on a program for that before year's end so you can take advantage of, one, not only the tax advantages that come with it, but two, the ability to obtain the equipment.
In December at that and see what we can do, but right now it's just not good.
And I understand that. I mean, this was the original concern that we had when we initially were in contact. It was trying to figure out what we can do to help out, right? And what we can do to position yourself in a better state to help the business, to help you move along. And it looks like right now, why don't we just push off that until December?
I think that would be a good idea.
Yeah, just to see, what happened, because not only will that when you pay off the working capital loan currently, it'll increase your cash flow too, because it's not taking out money each day, so you'll have money being able to come into the accounts, and that'll show definitely a more healthy business and healthy cash flow, which would ultimately benefit you in regards to getting approved for our equipment financing program.
That was kind of my thought too.
Sorry, what was that?
That sounds good.
Yeah. And if anything, maybe we give it 2 months to just see, to give it a little longer time for health to look at it. But I'd like to try maybe in December just to kind of get a real-time look at the health of the business where we can dive into it a little bit more and see, if we can still get this long-arm quilted machine for you here. Because it seems like that's going to ultimately increase the efficiency of the business as well as, kind of cut out the unnecessary costs that come with everything else.
Well, and as I make the changes, we'll see how money comes in and what happens, because I think what will happen is I'm announcing all these changes I'm doing November 10th, next week.
Okay.
And I think what will happen is everything's going to fall off because I'm doing it different. I just know how fickle these people are. And so
right.
I think what will happen is it's going to fall off, and then it's going to be even worse because I think December will be real slow.
Okay.
But then I think once they figure out what I'm doing and how I'm doing it, it's going to be a totally different story. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but I really do see it just making a drastic change.
And hey, you wouldn't be taking this risk if you didn't believe that, right?
Well, yeah, why would I want to keep paying $2,500 a month in rent?
Oh, that too. So are you looking to move out of the location that you have right now?
No, I'm not moving out of the location, but I'm changing how I do the retail and everything else.
Ah, got it.
And I'm just saying that there's going to be people that, for them, they don't understand it. I have a much older clientele, and I'm not saying some of them aren't way smart. That's not what I'm trying to say. But at the same time, I have several of them that, all they're going to want to do is sit around and talk about what's going on and, Candy must be doing this. Candy, they're not going to get it.
They're not the the go-getters, is what you're saying, yeah. Right?
The younger ones are going to understand, okay, she's trying something new, no big deal. And I just think that if we give it a while and let the new, let the new mode kick in a little bit,
mm-hmm.
It'll be a totally different story.
Yeah, I mean, you're essentially changing the business model itself. Which
right. Well, I am changing the business model.
Yeah,
and,
which
you know,
would help.
It takes some of them a while to get used to that.
True. Because whenever you change a business model, you're essentially going back to the early stages of the growth of the business.
Right.
Because
right.
You're switching everything. Now you're going to hit a new point in your business where it's going to continue to grow up for this new market that you're going to enter into. And that's awesome because growth is what any business owner wants because it provides them with
sure.
new opportunities.
Sure. And, I mean, you know, we have businesses closing around here every day just because the economy, it kind of hit Amarillo late. And so we're suffering what everybody else suffered about 3 years ago.
Okay. Okay.
And so, you know, I think it'll be okay, but I think you have to change with this change and see where we go from here.
You know, and that is absolutely correct. That's what you're doing right now. You're getting into the mindset where, you know, the change is going to be something that is very beneficial to not only yourself, but to the business. And, you know, you got to acclimate to the changing times. Otherwise, you're going to close your doors. And I don't think that's something that you want. You seem very passionate about. Yeah, you seem very passionate about your work, what you've been doing, and I would hate to see something like that happen, hence why I want to at least be somebody that you can count on.
Oh, I appreciate your persistence. I'm not upset or anything. But, yeah, just check back with me. Give me 45 days, and we'll see what's going on. How's that sound?
Okay. I will. What I'm going to do this. I'm going to mark here. I'm going to put a follow-up reminder. I'm going to schedule one. I'll check back in with you. Let me check. 45 days, so I can do around, December 15th, 16th, something like that, and
yeah,
just check in.
You know, December 10th would be okay.
Oh, December 10th? Oh, how about we do this, December 9th, because that looks like it's a Friday.
That's fine.
Yeah, so I will do this. I'm going to give you a call around then. I'm going to touch base with you, see how everything's going. What do you expect to happen in the next, 45 days that could drastically change, aside from the fact that you're going to switch the business model? Is there something else that you're...
I have a lot of quilts coming in, and so I'm going to have those to quilt, so that'll pump up what's in there. But I haven't decided exactly how I'm going to handle some of the inventory I have.
Mm-hmm. Whether you want to, sell it off or use it?
Reduction, but I, you know, I don't know that it's going to drastically change it, but at least the cash flow hopefully will be positive for at least 60 days instead of me having an overdrawn balance of $5,000 or $6,000.
Right, and that would never look good, hence why we want to fix that and get back on schedule. Let me ask you this, Candy. What's the biggest expense that you have right now for the business? What is it that's really, taken the big toll on you?
The loans I have.
The current loans, okay. So it's not like rent or inventory costs, it's just the loans themselves.
Well, I'm not getting inventory because I'm backing off. Inventory cost is a big expense. But, you know, that's the way I do inventory is going to change because I'm not going to have quite as much inventory. It's going to be a different type of inventory. It's going to slash my inventory cost into next to nothing.
Okay. And that definitely seems that's going to really, you know, do well for the business too.
But you know, it kills me because I'm paying just in property tax, I'm paying close to $5,000 on inventory, which just galls me because, you know, some of the inventory I had last year, but I still have to pay property tax on it again this year. But I can't talk about stuff right now anymore. Somebody just came in.
Okay. All right, I'm going to follow up with you in December, on December 9th, and we can talk a little more business then. In the meantime, you know, keep up with everything, and I'll check back in with you and see what's going on.
Okay, sounds good. I'll look forward to talking to you. You have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Take care, Candy.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.